This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's presidential office says at least one civilian was killed and three others injured in Ukraine in the past 24 hours. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine says over the same period, Russian forces launched strikes on 10 regions in central and southeastern Ukraine and intensified fighting in the eastern Donetsk region, the epicenter, over the past few weeks. The office update adds Russian shelling destroyed two technical university buildings in the city of Kramatorsk, which houses the local HQ of the Ukrainian army, while 15 towns and villages were shelled in the broader Donetsk region, with battles raging for the city of Bakhmut, which Russian forces have been straining to encircle amid fierce Ukrainian resistance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin said Wednesday it had not received any proposals from Kyiv to halt fighting in Ukraine during the upcoming holiday period, and a ceasefire was not on Moscow's agenda. The United Nations reports Russia has destroyed 50% of Ukraine's energy infrastructure, putting millions at risk as temperatures plunge. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
Jacques Auxilier is the resident representative to Ukraine for the UN Development Program. He says helping people to stay warm during the winter will be a central part of the UN's role over the coming months.
Keeping people warm is a matter of life and death at the moment. And it really is a great concern that so many people are vulnerable to the current situation.
Sillier says the UNDP is providing emergency support and services to help Ukrainians get through the day. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For the latest on all the stories that we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. That's our website, or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. The BBC reports a small boat carrying